So continue with our series about mitzvah of Simcha that permeates Chodesh Tishrei. So the last Tishrei we spoke about Simcha as it relates to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Now we move on to Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres, Simcha Torah. Try to kind of combine all three of the above into one shiur. So the sugya really begins with the pasuk Chumash that I didn't put the pasuk itself in the Rambam Kamus, but it's going to be quoted throughout the shiur. That's the pasuk that appears in Parshas Emor, Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokecha B'Shivas Yomim. The Torah says specifically about the Yom Tov of Sukkot, there's a dimension of Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokecha, which is really above and beyond regular Simchas Yom Tov. You know that there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov for all the Shalosh Regalim for sure. Usmachtem Lechagecha, Sukkot is explicit, Shavuos is explicit, Pesach is a drasha, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur depends on everything we spoke about the last 2 weeks. But there is a notion of Simcha that permeates all the Shalosh Regalim. And in addition to this, the Torah Parshas Emor speaks about Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokecha B'Shivas Yomim. There's something unique. There's some kind of a new dimension of Simcha, specifically as it relates to Sukkot. And the question is, what are the halachic ramifications of that statement? So the Sugya really begins with the first of the Marmakamos. It's a Mishnah Maseches Sukkot Daf Malach Ben Aleph. But the Mishnah is not talking about Simcha per se. The Mishnah is talking about the mitzvah of Tilas Lulav. So the Mishnah tells us, "Bereshonai Lulav Nitol B'Mikdash Shiva over Medina Yom Echa." In the olden days, namely Bezman Shem Beis Hamikdash Hakayim, so if one was in the Beis Hamikdash, one would take the Lulav every day of Sukkot. If one was the Medina, one was Chutz B'Mikdash, then one would only take the Lulav for one day of Sukkot. That's the mitzvah D'Oraisa of Tilas Lulav. One day anywhere in the world, the Medina, and only if you're in the Beis Hamikdash is it for the entire week. B'shechar Beis Hamikdash, after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Hizkir Rav Yech ben Zakkai, Shehi Lulav Nitol B'Medina Shiva Zeich L'Mikdash. Rav Yech ben Zakkai was Mesaken, that he wanted us to remember that mitzvah of Lulav called Shiva B'Mikdash, and therefore he instituted that no matter where you are, so you're far away from the Beis Hamikdash, Shafa Pichay, you have to take a Lulav, but that taking of a Lulav throughout the week of Sukkot is only Midrabanan as a Zeich L'Mikdash. So it's clear that there are two parts of Lulav and the love of Deraisa. There's Lulav B'Mikdash all week, there's Lulav B'Medina only for one day, and the Midrabanan, now we have that mitzvah of Lulav B'Mikdash has been transferred over to us as a Zeich L'Mikdash. There is an interesting machlekes of Rishonim, how precisely do you define the term Mikdash? So Rashi defines the term Mikdash as being the Beis Hamikdash itself. The Rambam in the Perashat Mishnayos defines Mikdash as being all of Yerushalayim. So that opens up the possibility that maybe this mitzvah in HaTorah still exists for us, but maybe we could potentially be Yotze Lulav B'Mikdash Kol Shiva if a person's in Yerushalayim, but in the old city, person goes to the Kosel during Chol HaMoed, maybe he's bound by the mitzvah D'Oraisa of Lulav Kol Shiva. That's a big machlokes of Poskim. There are some who have practice that let's say they daven for argument's sake the shacharis and Hanof, and then they go in the afternoon to the Kosel, so they'll take Lulav and Esrog with them. Why? Because if you hold like the Rambam that you're not yet the only chayv in the mitzvah D'Oraisa of Lulav Kol Shiva in Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim means halachic Yerushalayim, the area that used to be part of Yerushalayim, so when you took the Lulav and Hanof, you were only yotze the mitzvah D'Rabban of Lulav. Now when you come to Yerushalayim proper, to the old city, you want to be yotze the Lulav of Lulav D'Oraisa. So some of the practice that they'll shake a Lulav a second time without a bracha, because according to Rashi, the mitzvah is only in the Mikdash itself, which we don't have. But there's some who have such a chumrah. But anyway, however you define Mikdash, clearly there's a mitzvah D'Oraisa of shaking a Lulav the entire week. Where does this mitzvah come from? So Rashi, in the second Mamre Koymas, Rashi on the spot in Sukkot B'Malav tells us, B'Mikdash Shiva, K'nidashinim Mitaris Kohanim, V'smachtam Lefnei Hashem Elokecha B'Shivas Yomim, V'lo B'Gvulin Shiva Yomim. So Rashi quotes from the Mitaris Kohanim that the mokor for this mitzvah D'Oraisa of taking a Lulav the entire week is this very pasuk, Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokecha B'Shivas Yomim. So here the Mitaris Kohanim, Mishnah and Rashi are interpreting this pasuk as referring to a very specific dimension of Simcha, something that would obviously be irrelevant in the other Yom Tovim. There's no mitzvah to shake a Lulav the whole week of Pesach. So obviously this is a very, very unique Sukkot type of halacha, and this Simcha, this special dimension of Simcha, expressed itself specifically through the mitzvah of the Tilas Lulav, but it's limited to the Beis HaMikdash. Notwithstanding this din of the Torah Kohanim, the Rambam, in the third of the Mamakamos, Anuchas, Shofa, Sukkot, Velulav, Perches, Alach, Yedeis, The Rambam quotes this pasuk, "Usmachta b'fnei Malkechem," has a potentially other halacha. There's another dimension of simcha that is expressed on Sukkot. So the Rambam continues, "Apa pisha kolam uvados mitzvah usmachten," even though there's a mitzvah of simcha across the board with all the yavim tovim, "b'chag Sukkot so'itza shav b'mikdash simcha yisera." On Sukkot, there was a special bit of simcha dafkin in the base of mikdash. Once again, the Rambam is highlighting where we define mikdash. "Shenama usmachta b'fnei Malkechem shivas yavim." So here, the Rambam is interpreting the pasuk very different than the Torah Kohanim. Rambam's not arguing with the Torah Kohanim. Rambam's giving an additional interpretation that usmachta b'fnei Hashem Malkechem doesn't mean just to shake a lulav b'mikdash, but usmachta means to be involved in more in yoni simcha on Sukkot, above and beyond what you would do on the other yom tovim. But that's dafka b'mikdash. And how was this lamaisa practice? The Rambam continues, the ketzay osin, erev yontif arishon ayim esachnim b'mikdash mokam l'noshem l'mal l'noshem l'mata k'deish lois arbu elu in elu. So the Rambam is quoting the Gemara Masechet Sukkah, where the Gemara says that on they would prepare before the Yom Tov of Sukkot, they would prepare a special place in the Beis HaMikdash and the Har HaBayis for the women to be able to be on top, and the men would be in the bottom. They would build a special balcony for the women in order to avoid any tarovas, in order to avoid inappropriate mingling together, specifically the time of what was called the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Dafka, because it was a time of Simcha and people were getting a little more labor-dick, so Chazal saw that there was a tikkun gadol. It was a tikkun gadol in order to institute that there shouldn't be inappropriate activities taking place. Then the Rambam continues, they would have a practice each and every night of Chol HaMoed. They would have tremendous simchas in the Beis HaMikdash, all the Mishnayos and Sukkot speak about, the juggling and the dancing and the singing and the torch and everything, but we call it the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So this was a real din min HaTorah. The Rambam says that the Torah doesn't say how to do it, the Torah doesn't say you got to juggle torches, the Torah doesn't say you have to skin on your head, the Torah just says there's a din v'smachta v'fnei Hashem Malkechem shivas yomim, which means that there's an additional mitzvah of simcha on Sukkot, but that mitzvah is limited only in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rambam saw as the mokor for the entire institution of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. We have Mishnayos and Gemaras at the end of Masechet Sukkah to talk about the great Simcha Mishla Ra Simchas Beis HaShoeva La Ra Simcha Miyamot. So the Rambam is asking a question: where did it come from? Who gave Chazal this idea to make juggling acts? They're not dancing and singing and doing things. We don't do this on Pesach, we don't do it on Shavuos, so why do we do it on Sukkot? The Rambam says this is a mitzvah d'oraisa, but usmachtem l'fnei Hashem Malkechem shivas yomim. So we have the same pasuk usmachtem that's conjuring up two very, very different images. One is there's a special mitzvah netilas lulav kol shiva, the mikdash, and one is there's a special mitzvah of singing, dancing, and juggling, kol shiva, also as well by mikdash. However, that which the Rambam understood that the mechayev of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva was the din of Simchas Hayom HaSukkis Smachtem L'fnei Hashem Malkechem, that pasuk in Parshas Emor that obligates us to have these special celebrations on Sukkot. There are other Rishonim who don't seem to take that approach in the Rambam. There are other Rishonim who understood that the Simchas Beis HaShoeva was based on something totally different. There is a Gemara in the fourth of the Maamar Kamos, the Gemara in Masechet Sukkah and Daf Ches Beis, the Gemara raises the question: how do we know the following words? What's unclear from the Gemara is how do we know which following words? This Gemara is asking a question on the Mishnah. The Mishnah describes the tremendous singing and dancing in the Beis HaMikdash of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, that describes the whole process of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, how they would go into the Shiloach, they'd fill up water from the Mayan, from the underground stream, and the spring, and they would bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So after this whole long description of what was going on with the singing and the dancing and the partying and the trumpets and everything, the Gemara asks an innocent question, Benoni Mili, how do we know this is true? So the question is, Benoni Mili, what? What are we trying to find out? So the Gemara continues, Benoni Mili, Amrav Eina, the Amakra, Ushafta Mayim Besosan. Very vague, what the Gemara, we're not sure what the Gemara's question is, we're not sure what the Gemara's answer is. So Tosus quotes two possibilities, what exactly the Shafatayim the Gemara is. Tosus in the fifth of the Maamar Kamos, in Sukkah Memches, Tosus writes, Benoni Mili, how do we know the token Marian Beshivas Mayim Shonisuch, Kach Birisha Kuntris? So Tosfos quotes from Rashi that the Gemara's question is, how do we know that when we do the Nisach HaMayim, we're supposed to do it with a tremendous joy? We're supposed to be partying and dancing and singing and playing instruments. How do we know this is true? How do you know that the Nisach HaMayim requires such a celebration? We do a lot of mitzvahs, and we don't dance and sing with them. We eat matzah, we don't dance and sing. We eat matzah. We sit in the sukkah, we don't dance and sing. So my high that the Simchas, that the Nisach HaMayim, the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, of drawing water and pouring water on the mizbeach each day of Sukkot, how do you know it has to be accompanied by such joy and celebration? So that's what the Gemara's question was. The Minan Nimili, how do you know there's a din that Nitzach HaMayim is Ton Simcha? Kamash V'lan Deposa, V'shaf T'mayim V'sosot, V'mayim Yashua. That Pasuk is referring not just to a spiritual V'shaf T'mayim V'sosot, but it's referring to the real Mayim. V'shaf T'mayim means when you do Shiva Samayim, when you pour out the water, when you flow up the water, when you draw water for Simcha's basis Shaleva, to Nitzach HaMayim. So it has to be V'sosot, it has to be at a great joy. So according to this interpretation of Rashi, the reason for the simcha in the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkot had nothing to do with Sukkot. Sukkot wasn't the mechayiv of the simcha. It's the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim that's mechayiv of the simcha. It's a different type of the simcha. Everyone agrees you're juggling. Everyone agrees you're dancing. Everyone agrees you're singing. Everyone agrees you're playing instruments. But what is what is forcing all these? What has created the obligation to be in this state of simcha? So we have a machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. So we want to put it in that brisket terminology. Is it the yom that's mechayiv? According to the Rambam, it's the yom of Sukkot. The Shivas Yimei Yomim of Sukkot. From the 15th to the 21st of Tishrei, those 7 days of Tishrei are mechayiv Simchas Hayom, and that Simchas Hayom has to be expressed after the Mikdash. Usmachtem Lefnei Lekechem Shivas Yomim. Whereas according to Rashi's Pshat, Usmachtem Lefnei Shem Lekechem has nothing to do with Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Simchas Beis HaShoeva is not a result of the Yom. It's not the Yom of Sukkot, it's not the mechayiv. It's the mitzvah Nisach HaMayim that's mechayiv. A different mechayev. My nafkiri and nafkiri ledina. Let's say for some reason they can't do Nisach HaMayim. For whatever reason, the shaloch dried up that year. They can't find water. They're not going to do the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. Should they sing and dance anyway? So according to Rashi, what are you wasting your time for? According to Rashi, go back to yourself. Go sit and learn. What are you singing and dancing for? The whole mitzvah of singing and dancing is to accompany the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim to fulfill the pasuk of Shaf T'mayim B'Sosam B'Mayim Yeshua. But according to the Rambam, it's not going to do anything. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah simcha on Sukkot is an independent mitzvah. It emanates from the yom itself. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. So I call upon him. This chiddush of the Rambam that is marked in the flesh of Lekechem Shivas Yom is the source for Simchas Beis HaShoeva is very shaky. That Rashi Lechor wouldn't say that. But then Tosfos continues. Maybe you can give a different shot on the Gemara. When the Gemara asked the question in Sukkah Menon Yimili, and the Gemara quotes the Pasuk of Shaf Yimayim Sosam, maybe we missed the boat. Maybe it means something totally different. The Gemara was not focusing on the beginning of the Pasuk of Shaf Yimayim Sosam. The Gemara wasn't asking, how do you know it has to be Sosam? How do you know it has to be Sosam? It doesn't have to be Sosam. There is no din of Simcha that's part of Nisach HaMayim. The din of Simcha is a Kedushas HaYom type. The Gemara's question was, how do you know that you have to get water from the Shiloh? How do you know you need a Mayon? We know that there are two different halachic bodies of water. There's a mikvah and there's a Mayon. A mikvah means when you have a collection of rainwater that's just filled up in a pit, filled up in a boil. We have mikvahs today. Mayon means an underground spring. The Ari's mikvah, it's a misnomer. It's really the Ari's Mayon. And whoever's ever been it knows it's not a mikvah, it's a Mayon. It's freezing cold. The water is constantly coming from underground. So that's the Gemara's question. How do you know that for Nisach HaMayim, you can't take water from a mikvah? You have to go to a Mayim. That was the Gemara's question, to which the Gemara answered, "Shaft the Mayim Sosam, be Mayim Yeshua." It's a din. That's a din min haTorah. That has to be May Mayim. It cannot be May Mikvah. So according to Tosfos Pshat, the Gemara is not even addressing the Simcha issue. Where does Simcha's Beis HaShoeva come from? Maybe the Rambam's right. I don't know where it comes from. So I call upon him. We have shown him what exactly was the Gemara asking. What was the Gemara answering? Was the Gemara focusing on the Simcha dimension, and the Gemara pointed the pasuk to the Mechayev Simcha, or was the Gemara focusing on the Mayan versus Mikvah aspect, the Gemara is putting a pasuk to support the practice of a Mayan and can't just to be Mikvah. Whether or not there's a din of Simchas Beis HaShoeva as part of Simchas Hayom, whether Simchas Beis HaShoeva is part of Nisach HaMayim, is going to depend on this Machlokes.
Is it possible the Gemara is answering
exactly
from the
Shiloh,
not from any other place?
I don't think, where do you see that in the pasuk? Right? The pasuk says, Mayan HaYeshua.
No, the pasuk says,
it means in contrast to just taking water from the kiyah or something, taking water from a mikvah.
Maybe shiloh and not some other
mayim. It doesn't say that in the pasuk, right? It doesn't say the shiloh is not mentioned in the pasuk, right? Shiloh was done with the most closest one, was available to take. So Kopadim, clearly there is something special that's going on in Sukkot. There's some kind of extra simcha going on in Sukkot. We haven't exactly pinpointed in Lombus, we're not exactly sure where it's coming from. Is it part of the Yom? Is it part of the Mitzvah Nisach HaMayim? But everybody agrees that there is something unique going on Sukkot. This unique simcha is being focused specifically in the Beis HaMikdash. So now the Gemara moves on to discuss the mitzvah of Simcha as it relates towards the end of Sukkot, at the time of Shmini Atzeres, we call Shmini Atzeres / Simchas Torah. So we know that the status of Shmini Atzeres is somewhat of a strange status in Halacha. The Gemara calls it a regla b'fnei hatzmo. We know that certain halachas that are based on that. The most obvious one for us, we were studying New Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres, something that we don't do on the seventh day of Pesach, because Shmini Atzeres is a regla b'fnei hatzmo. On the other hand, there are certain halachas that do carry over from Sukkot, especially in the Beis HaMikdash, in terms of Kabbalah, there are certain similarities between the days of Sukkot and the day of Shmini Atzeres. So here the Gemara discusses the following shaila, the sixth of the Maamar Kamos, from Sakha Mayan Aleph and Aleph. How does Shmini Atzeres play out in terms of the mitzvah of Simcha? So let me see here. So there is a basic ambiguity in the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. The Torah speaks about Shivas Yomim Tochag Hashem Elokecha. You should be celebrate for 7 days. So it sounds like there's only a mitzvah of Samach and the Chagecha for 7 days. But then the Torah says Va'yisa Ach Samech. That comes to include something. So what is that coming to include? So the Gemara says the Rabbah Steli Yomtav Achor and the Simcha. So that's coming to include the last night, the Simcha, namely the night of Shmini Atzeres. We're talking about Eretz Yisrael, the eighth night. So the eighth night is, there's a mitzvah of Simcha as well. So even though the Torah says Shivas Yomim, that pasuk Ach Samech is coming to Rabbos as Leil Shmini Atzeres. So then the Gemara continues Ata Oimer Leil Yomtav Acharon or Ein Elia Leil Yomtav Arishon. Maybe that pasuk, that ribuy Vayisach Samech, is coming to include the first night of Sukkot. Because I would have thought that maybe there's no mitzvah Simcha on the first night of Sukkot. Kamash Lon, yes, there is, but on the last night, it's not Shivas Yomim. Maybe there is not. So the Gemara says no. Tavan Loma Achilei. The Gemara says there's a split between the two. And on the one hand, the Hayisa Sameach is coming to rabble something, but Ach is always a Chilek. Ach always comes to minimize what we were just including. So now we have a little bit of two different messages this Torah is telling us. The basic mitzvah is Shivas Yomim. 7 days. That's the mitzvah Simcha and Sukkot. Now we have a ribuy to include something, and we have a niyah to exclude something. So now the question becomes, why should we include the last night and exclude the first night? Maybe vice versa. Maybe there's a mitzvah Simcha on the first and not on the last. So the Gemara says, my time. So why does the Teshuvah of Peh tell us that l'rabos leil yomtav acharon? So says the Gemara, l'amishum de'elav b'mei yismach. It must be based on the following. The reason why the Gemara is discussing this on Daf Ayin Aleph is the Gemara is discussing the following shaila. We know there's a mitzvah to bring a certain kabanos on Yom Tov. It's called the Shamei Simcha. That pasuk is not written by Yom Tov. That pasuk is written by Grizer and Ha'eval in last week's parsha. But the Gemara interprets that pasuk to mean that v'zavachta shlomim v'yachalta shom v'samachta. That means samachta has to be achilas shlomim. So on Yom Tov, when there's a mitzvah v'samachta, it includes achilas shlomim, as we spoke about in previous shiurim. So the Gemara has a machlokes about, can you shech those shlomim before Yom Tov? Normally, shlomim are eaten for 2 days and one night. So in theory, a person can jump to God, he'll shech the shlomim on Erev Yom Tov. That way, he'll have shlomim ready for the first day Yom Tov, because he's allowed to eat it for 2 days and one night. So one day, the Gemara says, you can do that. You can shech it on before Yom Tov. The mitzvah is the achila shlomim. The mitzvah is not the shechitas shlomim. So as long as you're eating the shlomim on Yom Tov, who cares when you shech it? Obviously, you can't shech it a week before, then there's going to be no sir. So you have the option of shechting, you shech it in the afternoon Erev Yom Tov, and then you'll be able to eat it throughout at least the first day of Yom Tov. And the other day, the Gemara says, no, you can't do that, because you require what's called zvicha b'shas simcha. That even the shechita itself has to be a shas simcha. The entire bringing of the shlomim from A to Z, from the shechita through the achila, everything has to be at a time when it's already Yom Tov. So that's the machlokes in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, if you hold that you require shechita b'shas simcha, you need zvicha b'shas simcha, so then I understand why it's inconceivable for there to be simchas Yom Tov on the first night of Yom Tov. How are you going to have shlomim? Which shlomim are you going to use? To shech shlomim on Erev Yom Tov, it's too early, it's not yet Yom Tov. To shech shlomim after dark, it's already Yom Tov. You can't shech kabanos at night. So by default, you're stuck. It cannot be a mitzvah simchas Yom Tov on the first night. So says the Gemara, maybe that's the reason why the halacha formulates in such a way. Shmini Atzeres, you can have a simcha at night of Shmini Atzeres, because you can bring the kabanos for the Hoshana Rabbah. You bring the kabanos to Hoshana Rabbah, eat the meat at night. But to eat kabanos in the first night is impossible. So the Gemara says, nah, that's not the reason why. There's nothing to do with that. The Gemara says, lo, ki detani time, ma'ara is la rabbah's lo yantav achron, lo tzu lo yantav harishon, ma'abini lo yantav achron, shei simcha lefanov, motzini lo yantav harishon, shei simcha lefanov. The Gemara says, nah, it has nothing to do with kabanos. The reason why you can't have simcha on the first night of Sukkot is because you're starting off on the wrong foot. Yom Tov hasn't even started yet. You have to start off simcha with a bang. It's got to start off by yom. The yom, that's when you bring the kabbalah. That's the ikar zman simcha by yom. So on the eighth night already, it's already, you've had simcha for a week, so the simcha schleps out for, includes the night as well. But to start off, when there's no simcha lefanav, you're going to start off the mitzvah simcha yomtev at night, that doesn't make any sense. So therefore the Gemara concludes that the first night there's no simcha yomtev only begins from the first morning, and then it continues throughout at least the night of Shemini Atzeres. So Reb Chaim suggests that the Gemara here is only talking about simchas hamikdash. The Gemara is not talking about as simcha, bos v'yayin, other kinds of simchas. That simcha v'ad exists at night. And Rebbe Rishonim say that. What's the simchas yontav at night? Haraya Avelis is broken at night. The person doesn't sit shiva the first night of yontav. If you take this Gemara's face value, there's no simcha at night, so then he should sit shiva for the morning of yontav. That's absurd. So Reb Chaim says, you see from here that the Gemara is talking about the very, very unique dimension of simchas hamikdash, but it doesn't really, it's not really relevant for us to mind. So whatever it is, the Gemara does draw a distinction between the first night and the last night. The last night of yontav, the night of Shmini Atzeres, there is a mitzvah of simchas yontav. So there is a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. I'm sorry, Rashi and the Rambam. Tosfos also happens to talk about this, but I put the Rambam and the Rambam comes with easier. There's machlekes Rashi against Tosfos and the Rambam. How to understand this Gemara? When the Gemara says there's a mitzvah simcha on the eighth night, that's a chiddush. L'rabos lo yontav acharon. If not for the ha'isach samech, I never would have said that because the Torah says shivas yomim. So Rashi has a startling statement. Rashi says on the seventh of the Rambam comes, l'rabos lo yontav acharon. Ain simcha labechim l'shlamim. The yom tov acharon gufei loy. Says Rashi, there is no simcha on the day of Shmini Atzeres that trades in nishivus yom k'sim tavi simcha. Get a freshes or mail imit Shmini. Says Rashi, avat there's no simcha yom tov on Shmini Atzeres itself. The Torah screams out shivus yomim. So what do you mean the simcha on Shmini Atzeres? The chiddush of Yisach Samech is that even though normally the night is the beginning of the next day, so I would have thought it's already the night of Shmini Atzeres, it's already over, it's already over bottle, the shivus yomim. The chiddush of Torah Yisach Samech, the eighth night, it's got a bottle to the 7 days. Since you had simcha for the whole week, yeah, you just finished the whole day of simcha and Hashanah Rabbah, it schlups into the night also. So the night of Shmini Atzeres is still a mitzvah of simcha. But the day of Shmini Atzeres, there's no mitzvah of simcha. There's no simcha yontav Shmini Atzeres. Only on the night of Shmini Atzeres, because it's bottle, it's tafel to the first 7 days of Sukkot. It's quite a chiddush. So the Rambam doesn't say that.
According to Rashi,
if
you'll still have
shalom
on the eighth day and eat it,
you're not going to... Right, it's not a mitzvah. Whatever it is, that's not Simchas Yom Tov. So comes the Rambam and says, no, the Rambam Simchas Yom Tov, Perek Vavolach Yedzayin writes, Shivas Yimei HaPesach, Ushmoynas Yimei HaChag, Imshah Yom Tov, Kulma Sur Vesur V'tainis, V'chayv Adam Liyot Ben Samech V'toyv Leiv, Hu Bono Vnei Vei Vesur V'ishtam, etc. The Rambam writes, Tamole, that the mitzvah of Simcha is Shmoynas Yimei HaChag. Shmoynas Yimei HaChag is all 8 days, including the entire 8th day. So obviously the Rambam understood that when the Gemara says, V'yisach Samech, L'rabos Laila Acharon, the Gemara didn't mean to say Laila Acharon in contrast to the Yom Acharon. So Gemara just meant to say Laila Acharon means, i.e., that the Simcha schleps into Shmini Atzeres, and the Melech schleps throughout the whole day of Shmini Atzeres. That's a strange idea according to Rashi. There's a mitzvah Simcha Yontav for 12 hours and it stops. As soon as the sun rises in the morning, it's Simcha Yontav. That's a very strange concept. So the Ram says that's not a chazal, man. But Yisach Samech, the Rabbos Shmini Atzeres, that means the entire day of Shmini Atzeres. I think that's what you usually assume. We usually assume that there's a chiv of boss of Yai, we have the standard of simcha for the rest of Yom Tov and more, applied to Shmini Atzeres as well. So Kopanim, everybody agrees that there's some degree of simcha to Shmini Atzeres. Machlek is Rashi in the Rambam. Is it limited only to the nighttime, or does it even go into the daytime as well? But in addition to the regular din of Simchas Yomtov of the Shalosh Regalim, and in addition to the din of Simchas Yomtov of Sukkot, in addition to the Vayisach Sameach, there's another dimension perhaps of Simcha that we have on our Shmini Atzeres, or we in Chutzlar have in our Simchas Torah, which is the Sveik of the Yom Shmini Atzeres, and that's based on the following. So the Rambam writes in the 19th Maimonides, the Rambam Rechashoy Pesuk Yedimo. The Rambam is describing the Simchas Beis Shoeva. What would the Simchas Beis Shoeva look like? So Hachalil Make Umenagdin Bekino Benavolim Mitzaltayim, all the symbols and the harps and the trumpets, whatever it was. It was a free for all. Anyone bring your instrument, basically whatever you can bring. Umisha Deba Peva Pet. A good voice should sing also. I'm not sure I could tell you the difference, but whatever it means, there's clapping and dancing and tumbling, a lot of a real labor day. So this is the Rambam describing a mitzvah deraisa. This is the chiyuv deraisa. This is the Rambam's smach of neshem lekechem shavus yomim. The simcha do ain't a dechlas of Shabbos plus yomtiv. This simcha you're not allowed to do on Shabbos or on yomtiv because Shabbos is going to involve certain yisurim the rabbanon. So if Chacham told you not to do this, the playing of instruments is a gezeir shem yisatan chleshir. You may come to fix the instrument. So Chazal said not to do any of the above on Shabbos and yomtiv. Then the Rambam continues in Halacha Yedalid. Mitzvah laharbos v'simcha zu, that there's a mitzvah to whatever a person can do to increase the simcha. Wasn't a free for all? Everyone's going to be dancing in the middle of the Beis HaMikdash. Who is leading the dancing? That all the Gedolei Hador and had the Sanhedrin and the Rosh Hashivas, they were the ones who were primarily dancing. That the Hamon Aram would come to watch, to participate, to see, to experience it, but the basic act of Simcha being done by the leaders of Klal Yisrael. So then the Rambam concludes Hilchos Lulav, a beautiful, inspiring Rambam in Halacha Tezvav. So up until now, the Rambam was talking in the pure world of Halacha that the Simcha, Simcha's Beis Shalev, is done in the following surah, how important it is to do it properly. Then the Rambam says that we can extrapolate from this to other dimensions of Simcha as well. In Halacha Tezvav, HaSimcha Shiyismach Adar Be'asiyas HaMitzvahs V'Avas HaKeel Shetziva Ben Avoda Gedolahi. So the Rambam didn't, the Rambam then measured every single word. You know, Reb Chaim was medayak every word in the Rambam. So here the Rambam says that the simcha that a person is involved in doing mitzvahs and avos Hashem, it's not just an avoida, it's an avoida gedolahi. It's a great avoida, it's a tremendous service, it's a tremendous avodas Hashem. V'cholam aneh atzma m'simcha zu, anyone who holds himself back from being involved in the simcha b'asiyas ha-mitzvahs, royally pardoned, he deserves a punishment. Shenemar, tachat Hashem l'avaratas Hashem l'kech l'simcha v'tuvlego, we just spent it last week. That the Tokacha came primarily not for the not keeping of mitzvahs, but the not keeping of mitzvahs, the simcha. What could possibly lead a person to this attitude that I'm not going to be misameach when I do mitzvahs? The cholamegis daito, the cholay kovad la'atzmo, umiskabed de'enov. So the Rambam writes that if you have a person who doesn't want to express himself in this simcha, in terms of simchas ha-mitzvahs, because he considers it to be beneath him, it's a lack of dignity for him to be misameach and to dance and to sing and to doing a mitzvah. So the Rambam says it's a terrible mistake. The person is a choyte, a shoyte. So I'll say, is this Shlomo Gemma al Tisar, Lusne Melech, Cholamash, Tlatzbo, Mekel, Gufa, Mukabas Elu, who are Godla, Mechubar, Abi Mehava. So the Rambam says that, Fakir, the greatest kavod is the person who is, in a sense, mezalzel himself and make himself in terms of a simcha shal mitzvah. And then he refers to the famous story of David, Chindar Mech Shaloma, the Kalosi Os Nizel, Sisi Shafel, Be'enai, that he describes when David's wife, when Michal, you know, criticized him for lowering himself. He's a king and he's dancing in front of the Aron in a way that perhaps was disrespectful to the Malchus. So she criticized him and said, you're the king, you shouldn't be acting that way. So he explained to her that that's what you're saying is not correct. That my approach is correct. The end of that halachas in Mishnah. Anyway, so the bottom line is that the Rambam saw fit to incorporate into the end, the very end of Hilchos Lulav, that the Simchas Beis HaShoev should serve as a model for us, for all of our mitzvahs, all of our shmiras and mitzvahs have to be v'tach simcha v'tov leiva. So this lashon that Rambam is quoting, that Chazal was describing about merachtin and misafin b'chol kocho and using the model of David HaMelech as such. So this is something that we find in halacha for us as well, and we find it specifically in the halachas of Shmini Atzeres / Simchas Torah. Of course, in Eretz Yisrael the same day, and Chutzpah Simchas Torah is the Sfeika D'Yom of Shmini Atzeres. So we find that there in the Shulchan Aruch in the tent of the Ramah Kamos and the Chazlul of Tafresh Samachtas, where the Shulchan Aruch, where the Ramah quotes many of the minhagim that we have for Simchas Torah. So Ramah writes, the Koran Yom Tov Akhor and Simchas Torah, which is Smeichin ve'Otzim, which is Mishtel Gamar Shal Torah. So the Ramah writes that we call the Simchas Torah because it's a celebration of the finishing of the Torah. Then he quotes a whole series of different minhagim that we have. Then the Ramah writes in the very last line, of the Rama, he writes, "Va'od nagul hakif in sifrei Torah abim asher beis haknesses shkemosh mekifim imalulav v'kol mishum simcha." So he says, just as we do Oshanas, which is also a zeichet and a simcha that we're doing in the Beis Hamikdash, so too we walk around in the Sefer Torah, walk about the bima with the Sefer Torah, and this is also considered to be a kiyum of simcha as well. So it's on this that the Mishnah Berurah quotes that in the 11th of the Ma'amar Kamos, the Siman Tov Reish Samech Tes, Kosev Ma'arik B'Shem Rav Haigon, Yom Zeh Regilim Etzvein Lurkot Bo'afilu Kam Ezekeinim, B'Shosh Om Kilusim Matoira. So he says that the minhag is that even the older people would dance, everybody would, whoever had kochos would dance on Simchat Torah. So Achein Yesh Les Amitz B'Zeh Lurkot L'Zam El'Chavet HaTorah K'Moshe Kosev Gabi David HaMelech HaMashal V'Fadz V'Chayim Chol Oz Lifnei Hashem. So what the Rambam is quoting in the end of the Chazlumah as the mokor for the Simcha that was done to Simchat Beis HaShaleva, that's what the Ma'arik is quoting from Rav Haigon, that's supposed to be the model for Simchat Torah as well. The Mechartim of Fadz Lifnei Hashem, as David HaMelech did. V'chein Kosev B'Shem Arizal V'Yidul Arizal She'omah She'amale El Yoyne She'isik Bolo Adei She'oye B'Sameh B'chol Oz B'Simchat Shal Mitzvah. So it's quoting the name of the Ari HaKadosh that the greatest Hasagas that he got were because of the simcha that he had at the time of Simchas HaMitzvahs. The Gamal HaGrozal Kosev She'oye Merach Lifnei Sefer Torah B'chol Koichoy. It's the tradition Rosabeth said about the Gro the same. So whether you're a Chosid or a Misnag, no matter where you're coming from, whether you're Davin Nesachari, Davin Nesachagro, wherever you take on everything else is, the common denominator is everyone's dancing in front of the Sefer Torah. So this idea that we have a Minhag Yisrael has developed called Simchas Torah, so it's appropriate that the day of Simchas Torah should dafka be at the end of Chag HaSukkos, because Chag HaSukkos is Chachad Yomtov. That's designated first and foremost towards the idea of Simcha. And perhaps the reason why all the minhagim that we have at Simchas Torah all revolve around the shul. That if you think about it, in our homes, we don't really do anything different than Simchas Torah. It's the same Yom Tov meal as any other, maybe a little bit later at night, a little later in the afternoon. But in the home, you can't really see a difference. But you walk through the shul in Simchas Torah, so hopefully we're good. You see, it's a very, very different picture that all the Simcha revolves around the shul. That's what the Rambam writes. The meaning was the Hatzim Sefer Torah, Habim Shev Beis Knesses. So why is that? So the stomach, that's a throwback to the Smachim of Hashem HaKechem, Shivas Yomim, that just as on Sukkot, so that Iker Simcha was in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why you have different halachas that apply in the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkot, the whole Sukkot Beis HaShoev takes place in the Beis HaMikdash, and then the Tehillah Shmuv, and everything revolves around the Mikdash on Sukkot. So that's why the Simcha of Shemini Atzeres, because we basically pass it like the Rambam, that Shemini Atzeres, there is a mitzvah Simchas Yomtov. It's not just a tzah by night. It's not just a night of Shemini Atzeres. We pass in Shemanis Me'achad. We pass in that there's an entire Simchas of Sukkah, the Simcha of Sukkot spreads out, slips out into Shemini Atzeres. Also in a certain sense. So that minhag Yisrael that we have of doing certain inyani Simchas after in the shul, so that makes a lot of sense based on everything that we're saying, because there was a special din of Simchas HaMikdash on the Yontar of Sukkot, and Shemini Atzeres is a continuation of Sukkot for these purposes. For Yisach Samech, the Rabbos, as Shemini Atzeres, for us, Kutzlar, Tzofik, Simchas Torah. So this all fits in properly. And again, this is something that, of course, primarily is on the Yom Tovim, and also primarily on Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. But as the Rabbi himself included Ruchas Lulav, this is supposed to be the model for the rest of the year. Just as we misameach on the Yom Tov, and that's supposed to give us that chizuk to be able to misameach, and our ikka simcha is supposed to be the simcha satara, the same way that you know, if all the Yom Tov are over, you know, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and so everything ends, and all you're left with at the end of the day, all you have is the Torah. That the Rosh Hashanah, you only have Kishar for one day, and you only have the Sukkah for one week, and you have the Lulav for one day, and Yom Kippur for one day. Everything, all the other mitzvahs come and go. The only thing that we have that keeps us going throughout the rest of the year is the Limud HaTorah, the Simchas HaTorah itself. So hopefully, as we approach the beginning of Chodesh Tishrei, hopefully we should be Zocha, that it should be a time we should, all the Gzadin should be in Latova, and should lead us to venture to Zman Simchaseinu, and the true Simcha that we should celebrate the Bivinya Beis HaMikdash Be'er Yomino. Okay. I think this is